Well, good morning, everybody. We just had joy last week of having, 2 days ago, I think it was, the national pilgrimage come through Shelby County. We had so many people take part, and I just want to thank you for that. Of course, it's named after St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We also just had Brute Days, that particular route. We also had Brute Days, and named after Bishop Simon Brute, who was the spiritual director of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Also connected to Bishop Brute, good friend of his from France, Father Vincent Backlund, who was the first priest in Shelby County, buried over there at St. Vincent. We have yesterday the feast day of St. Henry. You see him up here in the high altar? That's because when the parish was founded, a very German parish we were. We still are in many ways. A lot of Germans around here, including your pastor. And we had a lot of German folks, and the men belonged to a group. Many of the men belonged to a group called the St. Henry Society. St. Henry being a German king in the 10th century who did a lot to protect the church and to spread the church and the faith, particularly in Germany. The ladies belonged to the society, the St. Anne Society, which still exists now. But St. Henry, his wife was named Kunigunda. Sounds like a kind of woman you don't want to mess with. But she is a saint, St. Kunigunda. Well, Henry also had a teacher when he was a teenage young man named Wolfgang. He was a saint too. Two saints married to each other. He had a teacher that became a saint as well. On the other side, of course, St. Anne, married to St. Joachim. Together they had St. Mary, our Blessed Mother, and St. Joseph married into that family and had St. Anne and Joachim as his in-laws. We have St. Louis and St. Zelie. It was their feast day on Friday. Two saints, they're the patrons of marriage life, and they had a daughter who we are very familiar with probably, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. The little flower. They had four other daughters that also became nuns. We heard from St. Paul here in our second reading today. Of course, he was best buds with St. Barnabas, and they did a lot of missionary journeys together. They had some disagreements sometimes and ultimately decided that maybe they shouldn't travel anymore together, but they were good friends. We had St. Benedict. His feast day was on Thursday. And he was a twin to St. Scholastica. They were twins, brother and sister. And St. Benedict started a monastery for men. St. Scholastica started a monastery for women. So you had the monks and the nuns. And the two of these, St. Benedict and St. Scholastica, the twins would get together once a year and talk about all the good things that God was doing. St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Francis Xavier, St. Francis Xavier being one of our patrons in our diocese, the two of those guys were college roommates, and they ended up both becoming priests and starting the Jesuit order. Tens and tens and hundreds of thousands of souls they saved, just themselves, and all that have come after them, hard to imagine. St. Vincent de Paul, our other parish here in town, St. Vincent de Paul was a contemporary of St. Francis de Sales. As a matter of fact, the two of them were very, very good friends. They prayed together a lot. They read the Word of God together a lot, and they did a lot of common projects together. In the company of St. Vincent de Paul, later on would come many other saints who belonged to the St. Vincent de Paul Society. By the way, our 5th year anniversary of our St. Vincent de Paul Society of Shelby County thrift store was just yesterday. And so many, many thanks to everybody who makes that possible in such a beautiful ministry of our parishes. But St. Gianamola had been a member of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. St. Raphael Baron was a member of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. St. Ricardo Pampuri was a member of the St. Vincent de Paul. Many, many other saints. Saints Cosmos and Damien were two buddies that went to med school together in the 4th century and became doctors and decided that the best way to evangelize for them was to treat people's medical conditions for free and tell them about God. We got three guys right here, Saints Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar, They came together. I'm Michael. We had a Raphael and a Gabriel. They came, three archangels, you know. Peter, James, and John did a lot of stuff together, those three saints. Perpetua and Saint Felicity, early church saints. What am I saying? I'm saying that the saints come in groups. It's always how it's been. Matter of fact, our first reading we hear from Amos, and Amos says, I belonged to no one until God called me to be a part of the company of prophets. Here in the gospel, Jesus had already called the 12, but now he sends them out, but he doesn't send them separately. He sends them two by two. He sends them in groups. The saints come in groups. They always have. The ones that I just listed off, they were siblings, they were spouses, they were parents and children, they were religious order, brothers and sisters, they belonged to the same presbyterates, they were friends, they were mentors and mentees, directors and directees, they were together. They lived together, they prayed together, they had fun together, they got probably, some of them got confirmed and ordained together, some of them probably went to youth group together. People, and they serve the Lord together. And God's design has not changed. There should be people in all of our lives that we talk to about God a lot. People in our lives that we might have coffee or a meal with to talk about the miracles that we have seen Jesus do in our lives. We should have people on speed dial that we are texting, we can say, guess what God just did for me? We should have people that we are serving God shoulder to shoulder with. This is why God gives us parishes and even groups within parishes, why we have a youth group, why we have classes in a Catholic school, why we have all of the different societies and groups, and why holy friendships are indispensable. If there is not a person in one's life that they can do anything with God about, or with respect to God with, they're not going to stay Catholic. And if they do, they'll be a terrible Catholic. We have to remain strong. We are so much stronger together. Holy relationships, holy friendships. Saint Bonaventure said, share the company of good and holy people. If you share their company, you will also share their virtue and their holiness. And that is true with all the litany of saints. As a matter of fact, you probably couldn't find a single saint that you read their biography and it doesn't reference a good, decent biography, and it doesn't reference other saints, because we're all connected, and the saints come in groups. The saints pray in groups. We should have people that we break open the Word of God with. We should have people that we go to Mass with, that we go to church events with, that we do this thing called faith together. And together we follow Jesus. Together we go to heaven. Together, fueled together in Holy Communion, in communion of friendship, we go to the Eucharist, and in communion, nourish there, live our life of faith. The Bible says iron sharpens iron, that we're meant to sanctify each other. We're meant to challenge each other. Tonight every 2 months I get together with a group of priests. There's about four of us there, five. And we get together and pray together. We eat together. We talk about what God's doing in our lives. And we challenge each other. It's beautiful. For me, seminary was one of the, I loved seminary because I was inspired by these, my brother seminarians, to be a better person. I want to pray like that one. I want to have the devotion to Our Lady like that one. I want to be able to serve my parish assignment the way that one does, you know, and to inspire, to sharpen each other. That's what this is all about. And then to do the mission. That's what Jesus, he sends them in groups. He sends Amos with a new company of prophets in groups. They go out to do the mission that God has given to them. Same for us today. Same for us today. Let's pray. in gratitude for the holy relationships that we already have, and that they will deepen and multiply. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.